Jim Downey wrote about last Friday's smooth landing. George is playing Oliver Tuku Mtukudzi tonight, and that is some of the nicest, happiest music on the planet. Amazing that it comes from Zimbabwe, which is one of the poorest and most depressing countries in the world. Thank you so much. Listener Miguel wrote, on last week's Friday feedback, I was quite saddened by how the station manager chose to handle a quite legitimate comment about the euphemisms like corporate underwriters being used by on-air personalities to mask the fact that WHQR runs commercials for businesses, products, and services. In response to the listener pointing out this reality, the manager defensively resorted to using legalese about how a commercial is defined by the FCC rather than owning up to the reality that his station interrupts programming to advertise businesses and gets paid for doing so. That is a commercial, no matter what he tells himself. We expect this kind of equivocation and silly wordplay from politicians and lawyers, but not from public radio. You are insulting to the intelligence of the WHQR audience when you treat us like gullible children, and your doing so last week was especially galling since your station had just finished asking for money during a fundraising campaign. You can put lipstick on a pig, but it is still a pig. You can rename commercials as messages from our corporate underwriters, but they are still commercials. I wrote to Miguel to ask if he was the anonymous writer of last week's message, but I haven't heard back. Regardless, I stand by the response I gave last week, which you can find in the Friday feedback section of WHQR.org. Lightning Bob Karofsky wrote on Tuesday, what a great mistake today at 12:20 p.m. The rags to riches was wonderful. I loved it. Keep it in the lineup. Makes me feel delighted. I just sent my check to WHQR. WHQR is the best. If you didn't hear that segment, what Lightning Bob is referring to is a glitch in a CD in our library. Jamila Erickson was interviewing Wilmington-born composer Mira Warshauer and played what the disc indicated was her composition, Yes. Instead, it was a work by Carter Pan. Jamila and Ms. Warshauer enjoyed the piece, and we're glad Lightning Bob did too. I didn't quite run out of listener pledge drive comments last week. Here are a few more. Mary Ann Swain of Wilmington said, let's get the People's Pharmacy Program. Darren Brooks of Wilmington said, WHQR is part and parcel of Wilmington's cultural, artistic, and social life. I'm proud to be a loyal listener and supporter. Claudia Kell of Leland said, I think I found WHQR on my first day here in 2005, set the dial to it in my house and my car, and have enjoyed it every day since. Many, many driveway and even parking garage moments over the years that have enriched my life. Emily and Sims Walkes said, we are big NPR fans, just moving from Asheville, and really love your station. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.